If you think your bamboo is infected with mold, join me in this post to tell you all things you should know about mold on bamboo plants from detection to control them. Hi, I'm a horticultural advisor and my academic major is plant protection, plant pathology. I'm here to help you have greenery houseplants. Indoor bamboo plants, especially lucky bamboo, are trendy among indoor gardeners. I love them too. Although bamboo plants are grouped as low-maintenance indoor plants, most people are involved with various bamboo problems. In my previous posts, I told you about bamboo diseases and pests, especially considering the yellow, brown, and white spots on bamboo leaves. However, one of the most frequent questions that people often ask me is about the mold on bamboo plants. So, I decided to especially discuss it in this post. I hope after reading this article, you can detect your bamboo problem correctly and treat it perfectly. However, I'm walking with you during this post and you can ask me your questions below this page. Let's start. Arrow, you can also hear the audio version of this article. Table of contents. What is mold on houseplants? I know you are concerned about your bamboo plant, but first, let's consider mold on houseplants generally. It will help you to detect your bamboo problem correctly. Do you know what is mold? Arrow, mold is a fungi that thrives on the foliage of your houseplants, potting soil, furniture, showers, and anywhere with high humidity. Molds are invisible residents of our house. Their spores are flying anywhere in our living space. We only see them when the humidity increases and their spores land on a wet surface, creating their colony there. This surface can be missed leaves of your houseplant or its wet soil. Due to it not being a mycology class, I don't mention the name, scientific name, of molds on indoor plants. But if it is important for you, aware me below this page to tell you. Mold on houseplant leaves can be white or black. Most often the black molds on houseplants are saprotrophic, while the white molds can be saprotrophic, secondary pathogens, or obligate pathogens. I will discuss them in detail in the following. Mold on houseplant soil can be white or yellow and are often saprotrophic. However, they don't kill your indoor plant, but they are a sign of overwatering that can kill your houseplant. Now, let's continue this post, especially on mold on bamboo plants. Keep reading. What is bamboo white mold? As mentioned above, molds are a kind of fungi on bamboo. You may spot white mold on bamboo leaves, foliage, or on the soil. This surface can be misted leaves of your houseplant or its wet soil. Due to it not being a mycology class, I don't mention the name, scientific name, of molds on indoor plants. But if it is important for you, aware me below this page to tell you. When I, as a plant pathologist, spot white mold on plant's leaves, first get concerned about powdery mildew, a dangerous obligate pathogen. Fortunately, it's not important for bamboo plants. I've not read any report of powdery mildew on bamboo plants. If you know about it, please inform me too. Hence, if you spot white mold on bamboo, it is a saprophyte fungus that can be a sign of high humidity around your bamboo plant. If you grow your bamboo in soil, you may see white mold on the soil. Please note that they don't kill your bamboo, but they are a sign of overwatering. Some indoor gardeners think overwatering is not an important issue for lucky bamboo and tell me, lucky bamboo grows in water, so it is okay with soggy soil. If you think like them, please read my article, The Best Way to Water Lucky Bamboo Before Losing Your Lovely Plant. Anyway, you must get rid of white mold on the bamboo plant, foliage or soil, due to it will give an ugly appearance to your plant. Mold on bamboo plants or soil produces spores that can cause allergies in some people. If they cover the leaves, will decrease the efficiency of photosynthesis and your bamboo plant will get weaker and weaker. Before showing you how to get rid of white mold on bamboo plants, I want to ensure you don't mistake it for other white stuff on bamboo leaves or soil. Keep reading. The white stuff on bamboo or soil that are not mold. There is some white stuff on houseplants that people make mistakes with white mold. So, I decided to show them here. Mealybugs versus mold on bamboo plants. As you see in the picture, they are white tiny bugs on houseplants, such as bamboo, that produce white powdery stuff on leaves and stems. They suck the sap plant and if you don't get rid of them quickly will kill your bamboo plant. Read my article about mealybugs on houseplants to know more and learn how to control them. Salt on the soil surface versus mold on bamboo soil. Watering with tap water or over-fertilization will cause creating a salt layer on topsoil. Some people mistake it for white mold on houseplant soil. Please note that lucky bamboo is not a real bamboo plant and belongs to Dracaena. It is very sensitive to salts in tap water, such as chloride and fluoride. Watering lucky bamboo with tap water will cause tip burn on leaves. In addition, lucky bamboo is very sensitive to over-fertilization. Read my article about fertilizing lucky bamboo to have more healthy plants. Anyway, if you think your problem is mold on your bamboo plant, keep reading to tell you how to kill it. How to get rid of mold on bamboo plants. To kill white mold on bamboo plants, I recommend the following tips. Stop overwatering. Remove and eradicate the infected leaves. You can spray the infected parts with your DIY fungicides, like neem oil or vinegar. Arrow, to make your DIY neem oil spray, you must mix 2 teaspoons of neem oil with a half gallon of water. Arrow, to make your DIY vinegar spray, you must mix 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar with a quart of water. What is black sooty mold on bamboo plant? Sooty mold is a common bamboo fungus that can epidemic on the leaves in high humidity environments, especially if your plant is infested with sap-sucking pests such as aphids or mealybugs. Black sooty mold not only diminishes the appeal of your bamboo plant, but also reduces photosynthesis, and the plant will lose its vigor. In addition, the infected leaves cannot gain enough sunlight, turn yellow, and will fall. Hence, you must get rid of them. How to get rid of black sooty mold on bamboo plant. To control sooty mold on bamboo plants, you must follow the below tips. First, remove the infected parts and eradicate them. Locate your plant in a bright place with indirect sunlight. Reduce humidity by providing airflow and stop overwatering. Control the sap-sucking pests such as aphids and mealybugs. You can also spray the foliage with neem oil. How to prevent mold on bamboo? Let me tell you a golden tip to prevent every plant disease or pest. Break at least one of the corners of the pest or disease triangle. Idea, do you know what a pest or disease triangle is? For every infection or infestation, 3 factors must be present at the same time. Host, in this article, it is your bamboo plant. Pest or pathogen, in this article, it is mold. Suitable environmental conditions for pest or pathogen. The suitable environmental conditions for sooty mold on bamboo plants is a damp and dim place. The sap-sucking pests such as aphids and mealybugs produce honeydew on leaves that promote growing mold on leaves. Hence, to prevent sooty mold on bamboo plants, the best way is to break the suitable environmental corner of the mold infestation triangle by control aphids and mealybugs. Avoid overwatering. Put your plant in a bright and direct place with suitable airflow. Is bamboo mold dangerous to humans? Some people, after seeing mold on bamboo plants, get concerned about their health. Indeed, the most dangerous of every mold for humans is its allergenic aspects. Molds produce spores that can cause breathing disorders in some people. Hence, you should get rid of them as soon as possible. In addition, if you don't control them, they will be extended to other plants and parts of your house. In this situation, their control will be hard. Conclusion. Here, I tried to answer one of the most common concerns of indoor gardeners, mold on bamboo plants. I discussed various kinds of bamboo molds, black and white mold, and told you about controlling them. I hope it has helped you to have more greenery houses. Please improve this post by sharing your experiences and ideas about molds on bamboo plants below this page.